knows the process. Source knows that this perfectly balanced platform will inspire within you expansion. And Source knows that no matter what, you cannot be permanently separated from that expansion. So Source has no reason to worry because Source understands the process. And that's what we're trying to, in a way, convince you of. We want you all to start relaxing in your eternalness. We want you to start feeling better. The fact that you exist here means that you are leading edge. It means that you've come with great reason. It's time for you to lighten up and love yourself and live in the moment more and enjoy the moment and be proud of who you are, proud even of the fit you're throwing, because the fit you're throwing is part of the process of going through the data and extending the desire. We just want you to be aware of the fits and to know the difference between feeling bad and feeling good, and to want to feel good enough that you're willing to reactivate on a conscious level your own guidance so that you can have the satisfying, joyful, expanding growth, not just the expanding growth. A lot of people on this planet are adding immeasurably to the expansion and are miserable now because they're not listening to their guidance. They're watching someone else's approval or disapproval. And we think when you find yourself throwing a fit, it's because you're trying still to find that place between giving yourself the permission to guide yourself by the way you feel. You are on a stage, a big part of your life, and when you're not on a stage, you're moving around amongst people who have seen you on the stage. And it's very difficult for someone, especially in your position, but it's true of everyone to some extent, to separate who you are and how you feel from someone else's perception of who you are and how they feel about you. That's not an easy thing. It's easy if you are off on an island by yourself. It's easy if you are an introvert or if you work in a small office. It's easy if you don't get out much. It's easy if you surround yourself with people who think just like you do. But to be out in the open with so many people forming their personal opinions of you who don't know necessarily what you know, you really have to get to the place fast of not giving a rip what they think. But how can you not give a rip about what they think when their response to you is important to what you are about? So this is the fit that you're throwing. You're in this process of reconciling. And so we would say, get out there and entertain yourself. Let your audience be the source within you, because when you hit timing, the source within you enjoys it beyond description. Let yourself surprise yourself. Do new routines right in front of everybody and surprise yourself while you are doing them. In other words, you have to, no matter how much of a public figure you are, you have to reach the place where you really, 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 really don't give a rip what they think about you. So now, suddenly, your audience takes on a different format. And we think you've been there a lot and often are mostly there, but you're wanting to uplift them. That's the distinction you're wanting to make. You don't want to care what they think about you. Right. You want to care about how they feel in the moment.
Right.
So as you uplift them, as you inspire them, as you make them laugh, there isn't anything that aligns people more than finding something that's been bothering them that they can now laugh about. Those are gap-closing experiences, you see.
May I ask a continuation of this question? So I was going to make a joke and say, is my relationship behind the dumpster at the Benihanas in Arizona? And I'm being funny.
No, your relationship keeps moving.
Right.
It keeps moving. And you keep showing up and being bummed out that it's not there. And then
yes.
You keep showing up and being bummed out that it's not there. So what you have to do is just hold this story in your mind and say to yourself, right before dawn, you'll catch up.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hi, it's wonderful to be here again and be in the hot seat.
We're having a leading edge discussion today. Can you feel it?
Yes.
It's like we got that little piece of equipment that Karen was telling Esther about and applied it to right where you are and opened a whole new 360 degree awareness of things. Are you getting it?
Oh, it just gets better and better. It's really wonderful. I was just going to relate something to you many years ago. I was on holiday, and my wife had had a miscarriage, and I woke up in the night, and I saw a young girl.